Hei, kia ora e te iwi hakarongo mai nei, kia tō tātou reo irirenga o te hiko o te ika, iwa te kou mawhitu ira tahi te iarere. Ai, rungi te waia kōrero ko Ezra Hirawani, ai, nā rāua tahi ko Ben Armstrong, i tima te rea tērā Pākehi pūhiko, a ko nau mai rā tērā, i kite ana rātou i ngā tatauranga mō ngā whānau hurinoi a Aotearoa me te kore hiko, nō reira me tāre ake tātou ki aia, tēnā koe Ezra.
Tēnā koe, thanks for having me, brother.
Yeah, always appreciate getting a catch-up and an update on the way things have been going with Nau Mai Rā, yourselves and the business. But for now, we're looking at how yourself and your friend Ben Armstrong, and they saw the census data showing over 130,000 families were living without power, which inspired you, the both of you, to start Nau Mai Rā. Can you tell us what the census information showed you about families in Aotearoa and also how that information made you feel as a parent?
Yeah, 100%, brother. So, I mean, when you see, you know, the number 130,000 families that struggle and have to choose between, you know, heating or eating, you know, as a parent, it makes you feel, you know, for your own kids, you know, if your own tamariki were in that situation, you know, I can't really put words to explain how I personally would feel, and also have felt, both Ben and I being fathers, that if, you know, we had to go through some of the things that those who are living in power poverty or energy hardship have expressed to us over the phone or in emails, you know, it'd be a pretty tough time. To be able to, you know, carry a family through those kind of situations, especially, you know, just coming out of COVID and all that kind of stuff. It just adds to the fear and the paranoia associated with, you know, power accounts and not having access to enough power to keep your kids warm and safe from, you know, respiratory diseases and illnesses like COVID and other things. And so,
He tino haka hirahira tērā e kitea nā hau i wetahi o ngā kōrero ki te pai tukutuku o census. Kei te āwhinatia o raraunga i tō hāpuri, your data is helping your community. How did it really contribute to, I suppose, helping yourself and Ben to get Nau Mai Rā started, and some of those things that you were able to identify that the communities really needed and were essential to the community?
Yeah, well, I think the biggest thing with census data and data in general is it really paints a picture of a problem. It's very difficult, you know, to say there's lots or there's heaps or quite a few people that are dealing with the issue, but it's quite confronting when you can put a number to it. Like 130,000 families, if we times that by four, which is not your usual whānau, you know, my whānau have six of us and Ben's whānau has eight of them. And so, but if you take, you know, times 130 times four, it's the number of individuals in which power poverty affects is massive, you know, and having specific data around that, you know, enables support of those around you to rally their support as well and you know, their resources to help you solve the problem. So, you know, if we went in there just saying there's heaps of whānau cold, it doesn't really paint a convincing or true understanding of what's actually going on in different whare around Aotearoa. But when you say that there's 130,000 who are using more than 10% of their income on an essential service, you know, starts to raise eyebrows around, you know, what are we doing here to help our whānau gain access to an essential service like heating.
I myself have been able to see some of the benefits actually further than simple households. The mahi that you've been doing with even iwi within Te Tai Tokerau, seeing Ngāti Wai, we're making a connection, and also with solar power and other things like that. How has that been for yourselves as part of the journey with Nau Mai Rā, and being able to expand that little bit more, as our people can definitely see the benefits from the mahi that you and Ben do?
Yeah, no, it's really special to be a part of it, especially, like, for both of us, but also from Ben, who whakapapa's, you know, from the north and has a strong connection there. I mean, I had two whakapapa te tahi. I'm still learning my my whakapapa up there. But to be able to work in a way where we'll be able to provide, hopefully, free power to the marae, and then use the marae as a power source to the whānau, the whakapapa, to the different eight marae that we're putting solar panels in partnership with Ngāti Wai with, on those marae, is special as well. You know, it really restores relevance to to a marae, not saying that there's a lack of relevance, but you know, to be able to turn to your marae and get support for something that affects you every day is a powerful narrative and something that we're just really grateful to have the opportunity to use data in a way to get that kind of support to do that kind of stuff. So it's really special.
Absolutely. It was the data that you had come across that inspired the business of No Mai Rā. But are there any particular or any specific highlights that you would like to share in regards to how the data continues to assist with your mahi and No Mai Rā?
Yeah, I mean, the data never lies. And so the more data that we have, the more that we are able to push more of what we're trying to do. So it's important that census data remains there, because it just keeps that, you know, you think about a carrot and a stick, you know, that incentive, but then also that law of pushing people from behind to move in a direction that isn't always the sexiest way to move, but when you've got data backing you up, they're kind of forced to give you support in what you're trying to do to help the whānau that needs us the most. So, yeah, the more data that we get, it just enables greater impact, because it just tells a greater picture around the problem and what's actually happening.
Yeah, it is absolutely a significant topic of discussion as we have looked at how data helps us, but then also data sovereignty, how we're keeping privacy and keeping safe with data as well. Are you able to share maybe some of those challenges that you've come across and maybe able to share some of those experiences while dealing with data and while using it to help our people out?
Yeah, I mean, I don't particularly think we've had any challenges with accessing data. I mean, we don't generally go out there and collect data, but it's just, you know, using the data that's presented when it's presented. And, you know, there's always challenges around just in general data sovereignty and what whānau are doing with them. But you know, when you personify the data, I think that's when it becomes really, really powerful, and what that personification can do and drive specific changes. Like, I think one of those 130,000 whānau once upon a time was my nan. And I grew up with, you know, young parents who had me young, and so my nan was my smokescreen to the world and who protected me from a lot of the things that were nasty in it. And then having a conversation with her about, you know, No Mai Rā and why we started it, and her mentioning to me that even now in her brittle old age that she would sit there too afraid to turn the heater on, and that she'd rather freeze because she was scared that she wouldn't be able to afford the power bill.
Mm.
You know, she's just one whānau. And to think that there's 130,000, you know, people like my nan, you know, who are out there scared to turn the heater on because they're afraid they won't be able to pay the power bill, that's heartbreaking for me, you know, and that's actually what drives me every day. But if people didn't put their hands up, and I know, you know, releasing data isn't for everyone, but if people didn't put their hand up to say that this is a problem and I'm struggling with it too, it becomes really hard for a whānau like Ben and I to be able to continue to push the voice of whānau at the tables where they, you know, they historically haven't been heard. You know, with the data that we have, we're able to go to government and we're able to demand things now and really have some sway there, because we've got some quantitative data that allows us to, you know, back up that more, those really inspirational and also sad stories that our whānau have. So just, again, it paints a really clear picture.
Absolutely. When you personalise it like that, it sort of took me back to a time when, you know, the fireplace was the main thing, the open fireplace, and if you were still cold, you were told to go put on another jersey because we weren't going to put the heater on as well. Hoi no he tino mihi atu ki a koutou katoa me o koutou mahi. Hei, tau afi I ngā rahi ngā huri noa I Aotearoa me tēnei kua Pākihi o koutou, ko No Mai Rā. Really appreciate all the mahi that you are doing, and just the whakaaro right from the start to be able to go out there and help other whānau just like yours. But in regards to the importance of data, what would you tell people? Because many people are still find it hard to even do a survey, wanting to share this information and wondering what's happening with it. You have been able to shine a light on lots of the benefits, but what would you say to those who are still sitting on the fence about it?
Yeah, I'd say, you know, to our whānau sitting on the fence, if it feels right, if it feels right, then do it. If it doesn't feel right, then that's ka pai as well. But we can look at, you know, the impact of having good data and what we're able to achieve with it. And so I would say to them, continue on in their process and what they need to do to be able to understand where their data goes and all that kind of stuff. Like, I understand, I've got whānau, you know, much like that, who whakamata share a lot of their information and things like that, and that's fair enough. We never really push anyone to share more than what they're not willing to share or willing to share. But when the time is right, knowing that your data continues to add to the voice that we need at the tables that whānau aren't heard at the moment. And, you know, your data counts for something that might not impact you directly, but will definitely impact your tamariki and mokopuna. And so think about it from that lens rather than, you know, how does it affect me? How can it help those who come after me in decisions that leaders at different tables will be able to have?
Ai, horekau, he kōrero tuatū I tērā e Ezra. Nothing more to say over and above that. There were some wise words that you just shared there. But any final kōrero for our listeners up here in Te Tai Tukarau and Te Hiko Tika in regards to Nau Mai Rā and also just the mahi that you are doing at the moment?
Yeah, no, just want to let the whānau know that we have a huge love and aroha for that place up north. It holds a lot of great memories for us and our whānau here at Nau Mai Rā. So if there's anything we can do for you, for any of our whānau up there, whether it be through power or helping with funding of different kinds of things and different skills that we have, send us through a message on our Facebook page and yeah, we'd love to help you out however we can. Kia ora.
E te parate Ezra, nei rā te mea tu kia koe, kia korua tahi ko Ben me o koutou mahi I tēnei wā me tō koutou Pākihi Pūhiko ko Nau Mai Rā tērā, nō reira tāku kia koe I tēnei wā, kia matāra, kia ora. Ai, ko Ezra Hirawani tērā, koiārā tētahi o rāwatai ko Ben Armstrong I tīmate rea tērā a Pākihi Nau Mai Rā I te kitenga atu o ngā tatauranga, kuni atu I te kotahi rau toru te kau mano ngā a whānau e noho ana me te kore pūhiko ki tō rātou a ke kāinga no reira. He tino take tērā engari kei a rātou te Pākihi hei tauafi. Ia koutou katoa, ia tātou katoa, mēnei hehe ana. Nō reira, hakarongo tunu mai ki tō tātou taonga te reo irirangi o te hiko te ika. Iwa tukau māwhitu ira tahi te iarere.